Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. Let me ask you something. Have you ever attended a Pondere Chorale and Orchestra concert? I'll bet a lot of you have. And then you already know that they are magical events. They are filled with music and singing and instrumental solos. And so my guest today is he and his wife, though he's here without his wife, they are the musical talent, the expertise, and the inspiration for these concerts. His name is Mark Reiner. He's our guest today, and we have a lot to talk about and a lot to learn from Mark, I believe. I want you to just keep it right here for all of this on 1400, 1450, 97.1 FM, and anywhere there's internet at northidahoradio.com. My name is Barbara, and we will be right back.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Mark Reiner. He is the conductor. He is one of the leading musical, what should I say, Mark, talent behind the Pondere Chorale and orchestra and other things, too. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your having me.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot to talk about. Let's begin with the chorale and the orchestra, how it all got started and when.
Surely. My wife and I lived on Mount Shasta all the way from about 1970 to the early 90s. And at that time, we tried to get a chorale going. I taught at both the local high school and the local junior college at that time. And we were never able to get a large group of people because we wanted to be a community service. And what happened was that I finally got tired of teaching high school, and I said, and I have to add at this point, we lived high on the mountain, and there were many experiences that a lot of people would like to understand, but I don't want to go into those at this time, just to say that I was encouraged to leave because Mount Shasta rumbles quite a lot. And we moved here in 92, at which point my wife and I started gathering people around us who wanted to sing. It wasn't until about 93 or 94 that we started pulling the orchestra together. So that's how it began, all through friendship.
So in the mid-90s, let's say, were you actually providing concerts, or was this more just friends?
Oh, no,
friends?
We were providing concerts.
You were doing concerts.
Oh, yes. We started off, I think we only had about 6 or 8 people. Well, as I said, in Mount Shasta, we couldn't find enough, but here we had 6 or 8 people, which is enough to start a little choir. And as soon as they started singing, everyone enjoyed it, and everybody felt that they could bring their friends in. So it just kind of multiplied by itself. It wasn't a great deal of hard work trying to pull people in because this area has many people who are talented and also aware of classical music and its draw. So they came in and we utilized it, and that's how it came to be.
You know, yes, indeed. It's multiplied and multiplied. I mean, I saw your most recent concert, your Christmas concert, and I mean, it was a beautiful orchestra and a choir, or you know. And
actually, that was relatively small because COVID reduced it. We were up to 45 people in the choir and around 30 in the orchestra, but then when COVID hit, a lot of them became very fearful and have not come back.
Oh, and they haven't even come back since
then. No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was pretty impressive to me. I wasn't in
the audience
counting heads. I think my eyes might have been closed enjoying the beautiful music. It was just stunning.
We always have our concerts lately at St. Joseph on Lincoln Street because they have enough room for the audience. Mm-hmm. We've also given concerts at practically every other church here in Sandpoint. We even gave a concert at the Panada, but it was so expensive. We are totally nonprofit. No one gets any money from this. Yeah. It's a community service, and that's what we really came up here to do, is be of community service.
Yeah. I know that I attended one year when you were at Seventh-day Adventist. Mm-hmm. You did concerts there, and of course now. Will the concerts coming up this weekend also be at St. Joseph's?
Yes, they will. Yes. Okay. They'll be at 7 o'clock on Friday will be the choral, and the choir starts first. And then the orchestra is the second half of the program. And then again on Sunday at 3 o'clock, we will have the choir start again. It'll be the same program.
I want the audience to, well, first of all, I have a question. What was your, you were a high school teacher, it was music, I'm assuming, and you taught voice or you taught band, music, what?
My first teaching job was at the University of California, but that was a wonderful experience in that the students who came really knew what they wanted. They were motivated. And it was practically no job at all to teach them. However, once I got to high school, I was totally not prepared for what high school was to be. It became more a promotional thing for the school. You know, you had to play at all the football games and everything, all the, that sort of thing. And I'm not really so inclined to do those sort of things. So I was not prepared for the money-making, all the money-making things you had to do year after year. The junior college was a little offshoot of that. I didn't teach long there either, because by that time we had decided we wanted to move up here.
Yeah. Well, I remember high school. Kids were in the band or choir or whatever, and it was just extracurricular activity. It didn't have anything to do, except for a couple of people, with what their career plans were. For the rest of us, it was just fun.
Social, exactly.
It was social. Exactly. It was something to put in the yearbook.
Exactly. Social. It was. It is. So basically, high school for most people is a social. How should I say it? It's really a school for sociability.
Yeah.
And I would have to say that 10% of the students, practically every school I've taught, 10% of the students will make it, no matter how good or bad the teacher is. The vast majority, however, are there to learn other things.
And yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, I know. High school is a tough deal, and I think I admire our teachers in today's environment.
Middle school is even harder.
It's just, you know, very, very difficult with what's going on. I want the audience that's listening today to understand that everyone is a volunteer.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's just amazing to me, whatever the number is, they all volunteer, and they volunteer for rehearsals and leading up to the concerts. How many rehearsals do you actually do?
We have 6 rehearsals, plus the dress rehearsal and the concerts. And I have to say, due to the COVID thing, we've had to hire a person to play, matter of fact, cello this time for sure. What happened is one of our cellists was loading a table into a pickup truck and it fell on her. And so we had to hire somebody to come replace her.
Yeah. I know that cello player.
Oh, you do?
She's
okay.
A very good friend,
yes,
of mine,
okay,
and a sister in Christ, and we live in Hope together,
yes,
for many,
yes,
years. I guess I don't want to say her name.
I just want
out
to say,
there.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
She's a good person, and she hopes to be able to play on our winter or Christmas concert, because we're going to do the Messiah, or selections from the Messiah.
Wonderful.
At that time.
Wonderful. So, okay, so the audience understands everyone is a volunteer, though, to meet needs for this upcoming concert. You've hired a celloist to play. The other thing I think that I want to make sure people grab a hold of is these concerts are free.
Oh, absolutely.
They're completely free.
That's our service to the community. You know, a lot of people, we moved up, from California, so go ahead and get upset with that.
That was
one.
A long time
but
ago.
That was a long time ago. Well, even then, people, we drove in, we looked like the hillbillies loaded down, and people said, go back to California. But we have community service as our goal. Unlike many, California is moving in now, I think, who have more self-interest involved. But I feel that the community needs to pull together in a way that helps everyone and, for the most part, eschew self-interest.
Yes. You know, Mark, I think those are very, very important words. I've done a couple of interviews through the years where, and I'm thinking one was with Jim Payne.
Yes.
But it was about how volunteerism has really, volunteerism built America. Volunteer fire, the volunteer medical for a long while. And that has changed. And it's changed really tragically recently.
Oh, yes.
Lions and Rotary. Maybe here we're healthier. Because
No. I hate to say this, but there actually Sandpoint has another orchestra entirely. And it's controlled by a group. And if you're well-heeled, you can, for $30, hear their concerts.
Mm-hmm.
$30 a ticket.
Yeah. And that's okay if that's what they want to do, but it's just volunteerism is declining in America, and it's one of the big things that's changing. That's another topic for another
yes.
program, but clearly so many programs are impacted, and perhaps yours is slightly impacted also, though COVID, it sounds like, was
oh, yes.
a deal.
We lost a lot of people at that point. However, people are starting to come back to the concerts. And so that's, I hope that people will come out for these two concerts coming up.
Yep, let's repeat that. It's Friday, June 10th. That's this coming Friday.
Yes, that's right.
7 o'clock in the evening at St. Joseph's Catholic Church,
yes.
which is on Lincoln and
Ontario.
Very easy to get to and super, super good. It's a beautiful venue.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It holds all the people that usually come.
Yeah, and the sound
yes.
is good in there also.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
it is.
So that's this coming Friday at 7, and then the additional concert is Sunday
at 3.
At 3 o'clock. It's a matinee. That's the one I'll be at.
Yes, that's the one most people come to. Actually, Friday's less well attended.
Yeah. I don't know, because it's evening. I don't know what's going on. And also, of course, at St. Joseph's Church.
Yes.
I want to ask, we talked about the events being free, but do you accept donations?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we operate off of, basically, is donations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've been very blessed. Many people have donated enough. It's kept us so that we can we've also gotten a grant, and we have folders that we've given out to people. Matter of fact, the entire west wall of my garage is loaded down with music, and music is not cheap.
Yes.
So I am very, very grateful
for
all those people who donate to the service group.
I think it's important to know that. It is a free concert, and if you come in and you enjoy it and circumstances are that you don't have a little extra to give, that's
then you go
okay.
in free.
You go
and
in
I'm,
free.
And I'm happy to have you
exactly.
because it's for the you that we're out here. It's
yes.
for the people. If they enjoy classical music, all the better. And let's get into talking about classical
music. I want to say one more thing about
okay.
donations being free is because you provide refreshments after the concert.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
there's coffee and there are sugary things.
Finger foods
and
yeah.
maybe a little fruit. So, that's
Oh, those are also provided by the people who are in the choir.
Oh, are they? They're bringing them. I love it. All right. So where do you want to go?
I wanted to go into the music itself for
okay.
a while.
Okay. Yep.
Do we have time to do that?
We have. I'll let you know when there's a break.
Okay.
We have lots of time.
All right. Great. There are a number of pieces. The choir, as I said, starts first. And for the most part, and in a general sort of sense, we try to always present spiritually uplifting music. We feel it's really necessary at this time in the world. Now, some people will say, it's not always sacred music you do, and that's absolutely right. For example, the orchestra is playing Symphony 101 by Haydn, which is nicknamed The Clock, and it theoretically has nothing at all to do with spirituality. But on the other hand, what it does do is bring forth a very positive outlook. It is very spring-like, and I thought it would be good for a spring concert, and it would make people happy, feel good to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And so in that way, it is a very positive piece that I would always put in a spiritual sort of tenor to. Of course, we do have some that are considered sacred music, especially in the choral section of the program. The music there is not geared toward any secular attitude at all, nor is it sectarian. Now, it may be looked upon in those terms, but spirituality is a very broad area that goes far beyond what I would consider human thought. And so as a consequence, whatever people get out of it, I hope it's uplifting. I could talk about the individual pieces, but if you wish to...
Well, one thing about the music, and I do want to get into the details maybe when we come back from the break, when we'll have a more opened, but one of the things about this uplifting of music, I know you know this, but music is universal. You could have people in that audience. Nobody could communicate with the other people. We all speak different languages, and yet we will all emotionally and spiritually respond. And we move to music no matter where we live or what language or culture we're in. There's something so basic about music.
Yes. And all types of music have their place. We don't do rock and roll because although rock and roll is perfect.
That was one of my questions, by the way.
rock and roll is perfect if you want to get your body moving and get out there and dig that ditch. However, our concerts are not geared in that direction. And so it does not matter whether words and music, we could get into that entirely. Strauss even wrote an entire operetta on the unification of music and words. But words are important, but if you put the right words to the wrong music, it still is not the right message from my perspective.
You know, classical music, we do move to classical music. It may not be getting up and doing a jitterbug for sure, but there is a movement inside your body, if I can say it that way, and your heart moves. And I see people with their eyes are closed and their head is moving. And maybe they're tapping depending on which movement you're in and keeping some kind of a rhythm. It's definitely...
Right. Well, every single person has a different... Yes. Well, every single person has a different take on it. And each of us are different in our own way. Music, to me, has three different aspects. You have the physical one that I was just talking about that would work well with rock and roll. You have the emotional one, which it would feel an emotion through the music. And there's an intellectual one. Mm-hmm. And every person has a different balance on those. Some people are more physical, some are more emotional, and some are more intellectual. And so as a consequence, I try to program music which has a lot of uplifting spirituality and more in terms of emotional and mental than I do physical.
Well, I think you definitely achieved that. And all right, we are up against our next break. We're going to take that right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Selkirk Press, your hometown printer since 1924, from concept to completion in one location. They offer in-house graphic design, printing, copying, laminating, coil binding, mailing services, even pickup and delivery. That means faster service and convenience for you. Any order, large or small, Selkirk Press will make you look good on paper. Selkirk Press, 1714 Industrial Drive by Sandpoint Airport, helping you stand out with custom in-house printing and design.
Homestyles Lighting is having their annual June Fan Sale. In anticipation of the hot, dry summer coming up, the entire month of June, their quality fans are 20% off. Don't miss this sale. Plus, discover a whole new world for your home with enameled ice chests, patio string lighting, exterior and interior lighting, and home decor in the always exciting Big Showroom at 5648 North Government Way in Coeur d'Alene. Come see them today or call for a home appointment and they'll come to you.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Mark Reiner. He is he and his wife, Karen, are the ones that head up the Pondere Chorale and Orchestra here in Sandpoint for, well, what is it, like 20?
Almost 30.
Almost 30 years. You've been providing free, beautiful concerts
Thank
to
you.
Our community. It's just amazing, and I have enjoyed several of them. Before we get back into the music that's going to be played at the concerts coming up this weekend, I have some announcements. Last week I talked, you guys may remember, I talked to Vern Roof. He's the fire commissioner for Northside Fire District. They have three really important forums where they want to educate you. They want to talk to you about what's going on in the fire district, what's going on, and you may have questions about growth and infrastructure and coverage, and they want to talk to you about what's happening. So June 7th, that's tonight at station number one, right in Pondere, 437 Cedar. You can just Google Northside Fire and you can get all of this detailed information. You probably won't remember it from what I'm going to say, but as long as you can remember tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th, in three different locations, they want to meet with the people who live in this fire district, and they want to keep you safe, they want to inform you, and they want to help you, okay? So honestly, you know, they just make their job hard, okay? Get out there in droves and ask a lot of questions. The other thing I want to talk to you about is, I'm not going to go into detail, but there is a big event for Pride Month happening in Coeur d'Alene this weekend. Antifa is expected. They're going to have children, drag, fashion shows. There's just some really incredible things going on. And balancing that, Panhandle Patriots are going to have, they're going to meet at noon at the library in Coeur d'Alene. They're going to have a prayer walk to the park. And they're just going to be a presence. There are going to be different people there that will speak. It's not a confrontation, but it's just like another way to define what we value or what you may value, just depending on what your opinion is. All right, so making that announcement, I leave it up to you guys. You know, God gives us choices. And we get to choose. We are free individuals. So we're talking about, with Mark Reiner, Pondere Chorale and Orchestra Group. There is a concert coming up this Friday and Sunday. What are the different selections that people can anticipate?
Okay, I believe the choir starts off with a piece by Stanley Glorum, who wrote about 1910 or so. It's the text is a translation of Psalm 100, or a utilization of Psalm 100. And then the second piece goes to a piece written in the 1600s by a very well-known composer, Heinrich Schütz, and it's called Cantate Domino, which translated means Sing a New Song Unto the Lord. Mm. It's all in Latin. I have to admit, after dealing a lot with Latin in music, you get to be able to understand a lot of it. As a matter of fact, I said to the previous priest, Father Day at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, I said, we put on more high masses than they do at the time. Because there are so many masses that are, of course, they're all in Latin. And excellent music, and it comes through there. Anyway, getting back to the concert, we are not going to do a mass in this concert. After that, there's a piece that, to both Karen and I, is the most endearing of all the pieces that we are in the choral section. It's a piece called The Last Invocation, written by Randall Thompson. Now, I could go on and on and on about Randall Thompson. He is one of the best choral composers, I think, that we have had in the United States ever. Mm. And he may be one of the greatest ever that I can come across. Matter of fact, we've done a lot of choral music, and I think his music ranks right up near the top. The text is from Walt Whitman in one of his poems. Mm. And it's really excellent, very evocative. The Last Invocation deals with the transitioning out of the body into the next stage. Mm. And so it was a very evocative piece. Then the piece after that, I believe we have, I skipped one. It is a Gretchaninoff piece that was Russian. And it's also romantic. It's a romantic Russian piece. And if you're familiar with Russian music, it has that flavor to it.
You know, I have a quick question. You were talking about Randall
Thompson.
Thompson. And that he is a composer of just the best, in your opinion, choral music.
Yes.
Define choral music. What sets it apart as?
Oh, it's only for choral, for choirs.
Okay.
It has texts. A matter of fact, most people who are at least...
So it's got all the different, SATB, alto and tenors.
Oh, yes, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. It's called SATB. And of course, but this particular piece has two sopranos, one alto, two tenors, and a bass. So it's in six parts. It's a very difficult piece. I have to admit, we're a little shaking in our boots as to how it's going to go tonight because it's so difficult.
You know, but what makes it, so just so many questions right now. So what makes it difficult, and why do you think he is so good? I mean, what is it about his music?
That's a really open-ended question.
I know.
Let me just say that what makes his music good is that all the parts fit together perfectly. Mm. And they are not necessarily, I don't want to use musical terms. In other words, all of the parts do not sing in the same rhythm. There's a lot of counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have the sopranos come in and then followed by the altos, followed by the tenors, then goes back to the soprano. And all of them are singing their own lines, not necessarily harmony. So you might... Let me.
Or together on everything.
Yes, yeah. That's right. When you sing the national anthem, which you just heard a little while ago, for most of the people are all singing the same rhythm with the same words at the same time. That's not the way this goes.
Okay.
At all. Matter of fact, it reminds me. I was thinking on the way in of Bach. To me, Johann Sebastian Bach is the greatest composer that has ever resided on this earth. And there's a reason for that. He has what I have in terms of the balance between intellect, emotion, and physicality. Now,
you know, it's so interesting that you mentioned that. I just wrote down emotion, physical, and intellectual. Yes. It sounds like this Randall Thompson's work leans into the intellectual as well as the emotional.
Oh, yes.
It's because you're hearing a lot of things going on.
Oh, yes. Yes. But in that kind of writing, all of the parts fit together. Even though you sing your melody and the next guy singing another melody entirely, they fit together and make beautiful harmonies, which are also emotionally based.
Yes.
So it works together. All of these things work together in those pieces. I know a lot of people out there believe that the Messiah, written by Georg Friedrich Handel, is the most enlightened spiritual piece. But I would also like to add that Bach wrote on all of his major pieces, Ad Maiorum Dei Gloriam, which translated means to the greater glory of God. And he didn't promote himself like Handel did in that way. So,
you know, it's interesting that I think a lot of people don't understand that so many of these composers that we have different levels of understanding, what they don't understand is how so many of them were Christian believers in Christ. If not,
Bach was a devoted Lutheran. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, definitely. So I just want to repeat again for our listeners to make sure you're getting it on your calendar. Some of you I know get in your car and maybe you're just tuning in. There is a free concert with the Pandere Chorale and Orchestra this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, and Sunday afternoon matinee at 3, also at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. It is free. It's all volunteer. Honestly, when I introduced this program, I talked about, if you've ever attended, you know what magical concerts these are. They are wonderful. So I encourage you, those of you that are new to the community, those of you that maybe because of COVID you haven't been going to some concerts, come on out. You know, people can wear a mask if you want to. Who's going to care? If that makes you comfortable and that gets you out of the house, then, oh my goodness, it's 2022. You can get out of the house. Anyway, so those are the concerts coming up this Friday evening and Sunday afternoon. What else will be a part of the concert program?
Okay. Actually, the choral portion of the program ends with a piece I wrote some years back called Arise, A-R-I-S-E, but it's really an invocation for Easter. And then we go in, we'll have an intermission and go into the orchestral section of the program, and the Haydn symphony that I earlier mentioned will be the first thing there. Now, Haydn has a lot of, as I said, positive. He had a happy life. He was patronized by one of the very richest people in Austria-Hungary at that time, and he had access to the best musicians and the best venues. But towards the end of his life, he became so famous, his patron let him go to London, and this is one of the London symphonies. The clock, it has a second movement, and it goes very slowly, and it's almost like the ticking of a clock, and that's why it got the nickname Clock.
All right, hold that thought right there for the additional music that the orchestra will be playing at the concert. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have still a lot more information just for you.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Jeff Gove, former PGA Tour pro and director of instruction at the Idaho Club in beautiful Sand Point. I'd like to invite you out for a great golf experience on the only Jack Nicklaus signature course in Idaho. We are open to the public 7 days a week. Check us out online for tee times and rates at theidahoclub.com. Your green fee, as always, includes cart and range, and after your round, enjoy our full bar and restaurant. For more information, go to theidahoclub.com or call 208-265-0400.
The circus is coming back to town. Yes, the world-famous Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to the Bonner County Fairgrounds in Sandpoint on Thursday, June 9th. Shows are at 5 and 7:30. This is affordable family entertainment for children of all ages. Bring the entire family. Tickets are $12 in advance for adults, $7 for kids and seniors, and are available now at cmcircus.com or at the Fairgrounds box office. Don't miss the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus in Sandpoint on Thursday, June 9th.
This summer, Dwight Yoakam is bringing the hillbilly hits to Northern Quest. Joined by Country Music Hall of Famer Emmy Lou Harris and the Red Dirt Boys. Performing live on Friday, August 5th. Get your tickets now at northernquest.com.
Last month, Northern Quest gave away over $12 million in jackpots. $12,228,469, to be exact. Now, I'm no math whiz, but that breaks down to... Let's see, okay, divide by 60, carry the hypotenuse... $274 a minute. So I guess the only question I have for you is... Got a minute? Northern Quest. Yes, the best!
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face, or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. It is our privilege to talk today with Mark Reiner. He and his wife Karen are the heart and soul and the founders of the Pondere Chorale and Orchestra, the free concerts that come to us twice a year. So wonderful, Mark. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for all
the concerts you do. Thank you for all of it. So you were talking about what else was on the program for the second half after the intermission for the, when the orchestra plays.
Okay. We're finishing. The Haydn has four movements. Four movements. So it's a pretty long piece. And so we go to the second piece is going to be the third movement of a violin concerto that I wrote for our concert mistress, Gail McCutcheon. Gail has been very kind enough to learn a relatively difficult violin part for it. This is no show of technique. I mean, there's some violin concertos which are meant to do nothing more than show off the technical ability of people. This is not one of those, but it is hard. And let me add to that one. Last spring, I'd finished the entire concerto by last spring, and Gail played the first and second movements of that last spring, but because of other problems, we weren't able to do the third movement. It basically, that particular piece was meant to embody the gestalt of this time. As I said to the orchestra people, the music, at least of the first movement, was like, you can run, but you can't hide. And the second movement was somewhat of a romantic respite. And this third movement is like a warning to the future. We need to get our act together. Then after that piece, we go to a very famous piece that most people know of. It's the Suite Number 1 by Grieg. It's called Peer Gynt. And it has a number of movements. It also has four movements and ends with the Hall of the Mountain King. And in that regard, all of these movements depict some part of the play. In the Hall of the Mountain King, for example, which most people remember, it's like little gnomes creeping through the giant's castle, and it starts off very slowly, and then it picks up speed, and finally by the end of it, they're all scattering.
It sounds wonderful. Do you, I'm trying to remember how much explanation or teaching you do to introduce these different pieces of music, or
some people complain that I talk too much. Other people say I should talk more. I don't know. I try to find a happy medium.
I think then that you have, because I mean, I love all the information, but it does, you know, get into the just let the music flow.
Right.
So I think you're finding the balance, because this is so interesting. The backstory of the music, the backstory
that could
of the
go on for many
exactly the composer and what he was thinking, what he wanted to express, and how we think of it today.
All right. Well, that particular piece was written for a play, Peer Gynt.
Yeah.
And it was not Peer Gynt. By the way, was not a happy play in many ways. Peer Gynt was a troubled chap.
So, we've mentioned that this is a free concert, and it's all volunteer. All of the people who participate in this is volunteer. On a personal level, Mark, what are the different... Do you enjoy other genres of music, like
depending
jazz?
Depending upon how I feel, yes. I will, as I said during break, if I have to get out and be active, I'll listen to active music, like rock and roll. As a matter of fact, I still have a CD of the first CD of Steppenwolf. And they have a couple cuts on there that I like. I really like Bob Dylan, especially the older Bob Dylan.
Yes, Bob Dylan.
Yes,
definitely. He influenced.
I could
go on and on,
but on the other hand, I'm producing a classical music concert, so there we are.
Yeah. I want to let our audience know I'm planning on having Mark back, because you may have picked up that he himself is a composer, as music that he has written, and so we want to talk about some other aspects of the musical interests and talent for Mark Reiner. The thing about, I was just going to say that this morning I was running around the house and I had big band music on, and it was just super good. So that you could dig a ditch to that too.
Oh, yes, yes. But in those terms, old big band music kind of harks back to the days after World War II and the end of World War II, where that was really a lot of nostalgia going on with that music.
Yeah. And a lot of happiness afterwards. It was like a lot of nostalgia. And I'll be seeing you before. And then, happy days are... that was the depression. Anyway, I want to say we were talking about Jim Payne and his new book, In Dutch Again. I want to let my listeners know that Jim's going to be here the first week in my first program in July talking about his new book. And Mark, I bring it up with you because when he was in Holland and he came across a choir that was practicing, they invited him to sing, and he sings in your group.
Yes, he does.
And he came across a Dutch saying, and of course I'm not going to attempt it in Dutch, but I love this because in English it says, "I don't need therapy because I sing in a choir."
Yes. Yes.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And music is therapeutic. I mean, look at all the studies which show music has helped people in everything from grammar school through college. And then, of course, after college, music often is what keeps people happy outside of their daily grind and their job. So,
music is wonderful. I interviewed, this is a lot of years ago, I interviewed a New York neurosurgeon, get this, and he played specific, I couldn't tell you now, classical music, the same every time he operated, because the patient just went into, I don't know, some kind of a delta wave someplace under the anesthesia, and the whole crew, they were just all together, and he believed very deeply that this music specifically helped him, helped his patient, and did healing work, and his hands
music,
were guided.
There, I mean, let's face it, this is getting into music in general, but every culture has that. For example, all Tibetan music, because let's face it, in Tibet, at least before the communists came, music was geared to the church, the Buddhist church. And all the music was meant to be related to your physical body. Mm-hmm. In other words, they were trying to imitate the sounds of your body and be healing that way.
You know, this is good. We're going to be down on time here, but opens up. We'll talk about this the next time. But there's something about vocalizing, actually, not just being a listener, but being a singer.
Yes. That, well, that helps you breathe. You help them learn to
and
breathe.
And like
deeply.
Those vibrations are going through your body.
Yes.
It is magical, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And sometimes it's better than others. For example, last night in the rehearsal, I could not get to the low notes, but today I can get down there.
I love it. Well, music is a gift from God. There's just no question that music is a gift from God. All right. Well, I'll let you repeat for our audience the
two concerts.
Yes, when and where?
This Friday at 7 p.m. St. Joseph Catholic Church on Lincoln and
Ontario.
Yes. And then on Sunday, 3 p.m., same place. And we hope to see you all there.
I will definitely be there. I hope you are all there too, you listening audience. That's the program for today. Mark Reiner, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you all for listening.
Amen to that. And we look forward to those concerts coming up. I invite you all to come back next Tuesday. State Representative Heather Scott will be here to talk about all things Boise. We have a lot to talk about with her, so don't miss it until next Tuesday. This is Barbara saying take care and may God bless you richly.